And welcome into the Friday edition of Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick joined by John Osher. 2 days away, we're getting close.
We're
knocking
there.
On the door of the Metrodome now, practically, right?
Yeah, and there's an energy to NFL Fridays. You know, while they have a shorter practice, you get to talk to the head coach a little bit about what's going on, and you get that feeling of it's time to go. It's time to get on the plane. It's time to get this thing started.
Injury report came out today, and there was a name on there that we may not have expected that is out for this game on Sunday. That's linebacker Darryl Smith. What's the story?
Well, he evidently had a setback on Wednesday, didn't practice Thursday, and when the injury report came out, he's ruled out. It means Kyle Bosworth gets his first NFL start. He's been a special teams guy. He made the team as a free agent in 2010, and obviously he's excited about it.
Mike Mularkey spoke to the media after practice today and talked about Darryl Smith and Bosworth making that start.
One thing that's, you know, been fortunate for us is that Kyle Bosworth has gotten a lot of work in those three games. I mean, he's got a lot of reps, so we feel confident about him going in there. And, you know, obviously we'll have a scheme against these guys that we prepared strictly for the Vikings, and we'll handle that situation.
There is some good news on the injury report, though. A couple guys probable for this game looks like they're going to go, and that's Justin Blackmon and Uche Nwaneri, both big to have back. Right?
Yeah, it's looked all week like Blackmon was going to be fine. Coach Mularkey said today Uche Nwaneri has looked better and better, and by today he hasn't really even been concerned about it. Uche will go, which means the Jaguars go into this season opener with their offensive line intact.
Which, I don't know, a week or two ago, we might not have thought that would have happened, right, with so many changes.
Right. It was a storyline all offseason or all training camp. And while they don't quite have the depth they want, all five starters will go, and that's the good news.
John, we'll see you in Minneapolis.
We're heading up there.
1 o'clock Sunday, they'll tee it up in the Metrodome, the Vikings and the Jaguars.